Hi, Boo. This is Animals Without Limits Media, and it's a Saturday evening in Campania, Italy. We're with Mia Mattson Mercer, the founder, director, and president of Animals Without Limits. Mia, we understand that today was a pretty big day for you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, we had a fantastic day today. Dog walking mission today in a shelter with 500 dogs, and 70 people showed up to join the dog walking.
70, that's quite a few.
That is fantastic. We had expected like 10 people. Normally they are around 8 or 12, 15 people. But here they just walked in. It was fantastic.
That's awesome. How many, or where did these people come from?
Well, England and America, and actually a Swedish girl came from Naples.
Indeed. How did she find out about you?
She had read about me and Animals Without Limits in a Swedish newspaper, and then she Googled me and she sent me an email and interest.
Outstanding. So 70 people, 500 dogs. Why was this important?
To socialize the dogs. I mean, sitting in cages between 2 till 13 years, it's not a life for a dog who is used to roam around free. They have a big smelling bag that they need to fill up with different smells. And to socialize them with people, that's important.
I can understand that. Now, so after the people are gone, how does this affect the dogs?
Well, they have more smells to lay and pick up during the day, and it's like a postcard. Like, we are looking at pictures from vacations. We remember feelings.
So they pull these feelings back up out of their memory and relive them to overcome the boredom of being in a cage?
That's what they do. That's why out walking with our own pet dogs is important, not to walk the same way all the time. Go different ways.
So, great. Any heartwarming stories or anything from this experience today?
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about my daughter, Olivia, 4 years old. She wanted to do the doggy walking, so we found a perfect size dog for her. She was walking around with this dog for 2 hours, and then suddenly I lost her and I started to look, and she was in the pet cemetery sitting on a tombstone together with this beautiful dog, petting and talking to it. And that was so heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking? Why?
Because we had to put the dog away into the cage again, but my heart and dad's heart melted, so we adopted a dog for her.
And how many does this make in the Mia Mattson Mercer household now?
Oh boy, we're up to 13 dogs again.
13 dogs. Wow. Okay, well, that's all we have for Animals Without Limits Media tonight. Bye, Boo.